Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Erin Cassidy, Assistant Professor and Web Services Librarian here at the SHSU Library. Today I'm here speaking with Michelle Martinez, Assistant Professor and Reference Librarian. She's also the Library Specialist working with the English Literature Department, Art and Architecture, and also the Photography Department. And what we're doing today is a Meet the Librarian interview. This will be the first in a series of these interviews to help you get acquainted with the individuals that are actually working to provide the resources and services that you use here at the University Library.
Hello!
Okay, so as a reference librarian working with the departments that you work with, what does your average day entail? What sort of work do you do here?
Some of the things that I generally do are the library newsletter, Books and Bites, which I'm sure many of you out there get. Read it! I do that. There's also always journal reviews that I'm going through in order to find what books are currently coming out in literature and photography, etc., etc., and I order those. What else do I do? I know I do a whole lot more. Oh, I'm up on the reference desk. I'm answering questions, either literature or my subject area specifically, if someone gets stuck, or just general reference questions about how to use the resources that we have here.
And how to find the bathrooms.
Yes, how to find the bathroom. Where's the copy machine? Where's the fax machine? What else do I do with my day? You know, my dad asked me the same question. I had to think about it. Book reviews is the big thing. Getting in contact with some of the other faculty members, trying to bring them in for instruction sessions, which I know you students love. trying to get those planned and taken care of. Trying to find more things for professional development, like workshops, so I know how to use a database better, or how to be a better librarian, or putting together book displays. I do that. And we've done several, like on Banned Books Week, and we pull books out that match the theme. And you can always check those out, folks. What else? I don't know. Looking for more reasons to order graphic novels than literature, which I love to do. And that's kind of an average day for me.
What is your favorite book?
John Irving's Until I Find You. I love that book. It's about a young boy whose father has disappeared, and he's addicted to tattooing, or getting tattoos, so his mother goes to all the different tattoo artists around the world in order to track him down. And then, partway through the book, he grows up and he learns kind of what his mom has been telling him about his father isn't exactly the truth.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. What about movies? What would you say is your favorite movie?
Groundhog Day.
Really?
Bill Murray.
Groundhog Day?
Yes! Whenever I'm upset, it's like the perfect movie to watch over and over again.
Cheer up film.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Even though it's kind of, I guess it's a little dark because he keeps trying to kill himself because he can't stand reliving his day over again. But I love it, especially the part in the movie where he and, what's her name? I can't think of her name now.
Andy McDowell?
Yeah. He and Andy McDowell, when they kind of get together on one of his bad days, where he actually manages to woo her up to the point where they're dancing in the snow in that gazebo, before she ends up, like, slapping him because he says the wrong thing. That's my favorite part. It was just so sweet.
Okay. What's your favorite punctuation mark?
The dash.
The dash. The M dash or the regular dash?
The M dash. The Emily Dickinson dash. I love that dash. When I realized I was using run-on sentences, and then I read Emily Dickinson's poetry, and somehow it just combined into my head that, instead of placing a comma where I take a breath, I'll put a dash, an M dash. I don't think it's still quite how it works, but yeah, the M dash.
As a tenure track faculty member at the university, what are your research interests, or what sort of topics have you researched?
Lately, I have done a few things with Tyler Manolovitz, the digital resources librarian. We've researched, Alfred Hitchcock's movie, The Lifeboat. We've compared it to The Breakfast Club.
Excellent.
And we've done also a paper which we presented on the images of death personified through art. I think we started about in the Middle Ages and kind of went up through the comic and graphic novel representations of him, which was kind of difficult to do and give like a 20-minute talk on that, because there's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of history to cover.
Yeah, and I think upcoming there is a possibility of looking at censorship in libraries, maybe. That is something that I worked on in the past. Oh, and something else that we've been doing research, you and I and several of the other librarians, is looking at patron-driven acquisition, which is essentially having a catalog full of available books that patrons can, I guess, technically buy by clicking on it and using it for a certain amount of time that gets added, and we were just kind of looking at what patrons end up choosing without the librarian being an intervention there. If that didn't make sense, you can look for our published paper coming out soon.
Which will be coming out soon in the Journal of Electronic Resources Librarianship. How do you like to spend your time when you're not working at the library?
I like to quilt, or piece tops, because I don't actually have a long-arm quilter. I'm pretty nerdy, so I go back to the whole reading thing. Reading the books I hoarded from the library. What else? Cartoon watching, occasionally going out with library friends. That's kind of what I do.
Okay. If I opened your refrigerator right now, what would I find?
Are we talking my office refrigerator or my home refrigerator?
Either, both.
Because one's scarier than the other. The office one has some stain left over from when Abe gave me the refrigerator, like, several years ago. And then my home refrigerator is cleaner, but filled with, I don't know, random items. Nothing you can really feel like you make food out of. Like wilting chili peppers and a bag of leeks that are kind of drying out and onions that are questionable.
Yeah. So then what do you actually eat?
Oh, I eat out.
Okay. What is the most unusual thing that you always carry with you?
Oh. Most unusual thing that I always carry with me?
Or often, maybe. Often carry, if not
what do
always.
I carry? I'm trying to think, going through my junk, what I might have with me at any given time. I'm not like you. I'm not prepared for the apocalypse.
Okay, so you don't carry anything odd in your purse?
Well, no, I guess I have, like,
or
random store cards, like discount cards and stuff, receipts that I've forgotten to throw away. No, it's usually junk. I don't think it's anything, like, spectacular, like a screwdriver or flashlight.
Charms against evil.
Yeah, no.
Lucky rabbit's foot.
Yeah, none of those. No, I'm afraid I'm not very exciting within my purse.
Okay. What is your biggest pet peeve?
The one that comes to the top of my head initially is just rudeness. I can't
That's
stand
good.
Rudeness. Yeah. How difficult is it just to be polite, to be cordial? Don't need to be rude.
Good call. Okay. You often wear a zombie-themed headband. Can you tell us a little more about that?
I'm labeling myself in preparation for the zombie apocalypse so they know I'm on their side. I love this website, Etsy.com, in which this girl makes crazy headbands. And one of them is one that says zombie with the guy with the zombie as the eye shuffling forward towards you. And I don't know. I love those movies like Shaun of the Dead, the Romero movies, so, fan of zombies.
Okay. Complete this sentence. Within the next 5 years, I plan to...
My first thought was own a rabbit, but I don't want to own a rabbit.
That's a good first thought.
I don't know. Within the next 5 years, I hope to all I can think of are silly things.
Hey, that's okay.
Like jump over the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't know that I have anything serious. Buy some more art.
That's a good one.
Manage my account better, my checking account more wisely. I think that one's the best one.
What kind of art do you like to buy, since you mentioned buying more art?
Usually art that's, it's not really homemade, but it's more personally drawn, like local artists.
Oh, okay.
So nothing big and grand, like I'm going to go drop money off on a Degas. It's more like local art. Pencil sketches, oils, I love it all. Usually it's human form based. One of the most recent ones that I got, though, is just like a really, really small little piece that's of a robot. It just amused me. So things that amuse me, pretty much, is what I collect.
Okay. So far, what is your favorite moment or memory of working here at the SHSU Library?
So my favorite memory is when our director, Ann Holder, allowed Tyler Manolovitz and me to go to Oxford, not Mississippi, but in England, to present a paper at a video game conference, and our topic was on Japanese video games and their art. And it was really interesting. It was a very small conference of about maybe 10 people in our specific area, so we really got to know each other, and we all sat in the round table and had a discussion, and it was fabulous. I look forward to going to another conference such as that.
All right. If you could be a duck, a mouse, or an elephant, which would you choose and why?
Ooh, an elephant. I get to be big and fat, and I'm supposed to be. Even though I don't particularly care for peanuts, but they're heavy. Not peanuts, the elephants. They could do damage. And also there's this poem, and I can't remember who it's by, but it talks about how elephants are, they don't mate very quickly. They take their time in finding their mate, and they mate for life. And they're also very expressive, and it'd be cool to be able to trumpet like one. I never could. I always tried, but I can't.
And hey, you know, they also say that elephants never forget, so you'd never worry about having bad memories as you age.
Yeah, exactly. Where did I put my car keys? Oh, wait, no, I have that taken care of. If it was an elephant, I wouldn't need
Yeah, you wouldn't need the car keys anymore.
No, that's true. Oh, and speaking of elephants, if any of y'all have a serious research question related to elephants or anything else for that matter, you can contact a librarian and ask your questions through the Ask a Librarian chat link.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for your time.